On this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, I'm going to show you how you can detect a shake of your device with a single line of code. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. I'm really excited because we have a brand new API inside of Xamarin Essentials from the community to help you detect when your user shakes the device. Now, previously, you'd have to use all sorts of different libraries or tie into different parts of the application, but we've brought this into a single cross-platform API that uses the built-in accelerometer of each device to detect when the device is shaken. Now, you may be saying, well, why would I want to do this? Well, you may have like an edit screen where you're typing in something and maybe you want to shake to remove everything. Or perhaps you want to add a feedback screen to your application when the user shakes their device. There's a whole bunch of different cool use cases for this. So let's take a look to see how you can integrate this into your app today. So here I am inside of my project, and the very first thing that we're going to want to do is install the Xamarin Essentials NuGet package. So once we've done that, we of course want to set up Xamarin Essentials inside of our Android project. We have the permission setup and our initialization. So let's look at the documentation here. So what we'll see is detect shake uses that built-in accelerometer, and the API couldn't be easier. I mentioned that it uses the accelerometer, and there's a new shake detected event that is displayed. Now here, we're going to go ahead and always check if the accelerometer is monitoring to start or stop it. And of course, if your device doesn't have an accelerometer, it will throw an exception letting you know that that has occurred. So here, for the sensor speed, what we would recommend for the shake events is the game or fastest setting. This is because how we're monitoring the different shake events, they come in, they need to come in relatively quick. The UI is much slower and can't detect the shakes of the device. Now, of course, what's great here is that you can use the main thread .beginInvoke API to make sure it's always on the UI thread, so if you need to update the UI. And of course, we outlined the implementation of exactly how this works with the accelerometer to calculate the different shakes detect events. So let's integrate it into our app. I'm going to go over to my login screen, and this is a very simple page that we'll take a look at that has a username and password. And we've already added Xamarin Essentials to it, and you can see here on my on appearing, I'm checking for the connectivity changed events. So what we can do is also register for the accelerometer, and here this will be not reading changed, but shake detected. We'll go ahead and add a new event here, and when we're done, we can go ahead and say accelerometer.start, and we're going to go ahead and pass in that game setting there, just so it's pretty fast. So before we set up the shake detect, what we'll do is make sure that on disappearing, we go ahead and unregister our event. So here's shake detected minus equals shake detected. So that way we're unsubscribing when the page disappears, and of course our accelerometer we want to stop listening to. So we'll hit stop there. So now let's say we want to clear out the username and password field whenever we hit a shake detected. So we'll say main thread dot begin invoke on main UI thread, and we'll pass it a little event here. Here we go. And what we'll do is we'll simply say password entry.text equals string.empty and username entry.text equals string.empty. There we go. Literally just one line of code and you get an event back and you are good to go. So now we can go ahead and redeploy this application with our changes in, detecting that shake. And what we'll see over here as I launch my device is I can enter my username. And now when I go ahead and shake it, it go ahead and it clears it out. Just super duper cool when you shake the device. Let's go ahead and see it one more time. We have the camera zoom in on me so you can see the detect shake in action. So here we go. So I have my username and password on it. So now I can just go ahead and shake the device and it's gone. So there you go, you're easily able to integrate that API right into the app. With just a single line of code in Xamarin Essentials, you're able to detect with the built-in accelerometer if the user has shaken the device, and of course do anything you want, like pop up a feedback screen or clear out some text on the page. Hope that you loved this Xamarin Essentials API of the Week. We have tons of them over here available to watch, so make sure you check out the playlist. Thanks for watching. If you have any questions, feel free to leave comments below. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.